from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Everybody knows that except Ron, you know, where numbers don't matter.
I want you to find the tape where I said he's lousy. I want you to find the tape. I want you to find the tape.
You wanted Mauricio Dubon over him, aren't you? Telling me he's lousy.
I'm not telling you he's lousy.
Ron's going to tell you, I don't need numbers. Numbers don't mean anything.
He is fine. No, numbers don't mean anything when I'm talking about Jake.
We talk about Jake,
numbers don't mean nothing.
Here's the thing. I learned my eye test, right, from a former MVP, from a two-time World Series champion, from a man who won 11 Gold Gloves. I learned what to look for from Keith Hernandez. Ron also learned what to look for from a Hernandez, but Angel.
Damn. Burn, Ron. Come on, bro. You gonna take that? He's gonna take that.
Hey, man.
I like it.
Hey, you want to live and die with Jake Myers?
That's you want to live Jack. And die with Mauricio Dubon?
Yes.
You died 3 years ago.
I'm living and dying with the guy that's played in the playoffs. All right, I'm living with the guy that's made the roster, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
The guy that two general managers have said should be in center field.
Do you realize? Like this Jake crusade, man. I'm really worried about you, Pat. I really am.
You're like, worried that I like to win games? Is that what you're worried about?
You got other people. Why don't you try your Don? Why don't you hook onto that? Why don't you try people who are like good, not people who hit 256 and you're like, yeah.
I like my outfielders to catch balls. I believe you said he only makes routine plays, yet he leads the league in success rate added. He leads
Jake
the
is
league.
Fine. Jake is fine.
See, you can't say you want Mauricio Dubon in center field every day and then say, no, I said he's fun. I didn't say he's lousy. You can't murder the man in cold blood.
You don't have any tape that says he's lousy. He's fine.
He should be benched for Mauricio Dubon.
And he should.
That's called he's lousy.
No, it doesn't. It means he's fine. Well, it means that Mauricio Dubon is better.
Hang on. Big Papa got something to say.
Let me just ask y'all something.
He is better.
Let me just ask y'all something. Just a serious question. I got two questions, right? This great outfielder defensively didn't just happen overnight. I'm assuming he's been that guy. I think I heard you say last year as well.
In fact, before he came in, he was considered the number one defensive prospect.
I'm with you. I'm just asking questions. I'm not taking sides. I'm just asking questions.
I'm just filling in the answers here.
Now all of a sudden, he wasn't playing then. It was a rotational deal. It was again somebody else playing in the outfield. I'm just questioning the significance of that particular stat, given it wasn't enough then, but all of a sudden it is enough now.
He's hitting more now.
Oh, he's hitting better. So it's a combination of all.
Hitting more now.
That's it, 250.
And here's my other one. It's a serious question. On the stats y'all are talking about, where do the best center fielders in baseball? Not. I'm talking about the best, highest paid. I mean, the best center fielders in baseball. Where are they at on those lists?
A lot of those adjusted stats behind Jake Meyers, actually.
As far as defensively?
Yeah.
Jake Meyers is number four.
No. I'm not here to argue who the best defensive center fielder is on advanced stats. I'm just best center fielders in baseball. The best center fielders in baseball in the stats you're talking about, y'all are talking about, like, where do the best center fielders in baseball rank on those lists?
On the defensive list?
On the defensive list. Because the question here
is... Oh, they were down in 11 and 12, Pat. You saw them. You saw Michael Harris.
I'm asking. Michael Harris down at 12
on your little list.
Asking.
Julio Rodriguez down at 11 in your little list. Stop it.
Julio Rodriguez was worth -7 runs saved last year. Let's stop pretending he's some sort of defensive wizard.
Has he ever been a finalist for the Gold Glove?
Has he been a finalist for the last 2 years, or has he not?
Has he been a finalist?
Tell me now. Tell me what he is now. I don't care what a guy did three, 4 years ago.
I'm sorry.
What is he now?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Has he been a finalist for the Gold Glove?
Has he? You just made the list.
Because you also told me, I saw you in your little messages with your little stats, that you also said that, the last year and a half he hasn't been swinging the bat well, except for last year when he was fourth in the damn MVP race. Shut up.
What's he doing this year?
No,
OBP under 300? Tell me how great he is. Tell me.
Patrick, Jake will never have an MVP number next to his name.
Just need him to have a better than 300 on base.
What is your deal with Jake? He's not that good.
You got guys over here. You give him credit for, you want him benched.
Wow,
I gave
dude.
Him credit. I have said Jake looks like a professional baseball player.
Except
now.
You want him benched. So you can't have it both ways, big boy.
He's a professional. He's not better than Dubon. Sit him down on
Stop
the bench.
It. The only person in the world who thinks that is you.
Okay. All right. Except for the people who didn't have him on the field during the most important games the last 2 years.
Just had Brian McTaggart saying he's in the Gold Glove conversation.
Will you stop talking for a second
so we can
do the damn thing?
I love you, brother. Have a great holiday, man. I do love you.
Say it, please.
Damn it. You're listening.
That's my boy, Ron.
You are listening to KILT, KILT HD2. An Odyssey Sports Station right here. Whoa, looking lively, baby. Looking lively, baby. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody on the text line says, anybody on YouTube and Twitch. Boy, I'm telling you what, I will be okay not to fight on the side of Jake. Whoa, I'm going to sell you on Jake Meyers. I'm good. I am good on that. A guy swimming to hit 255, that cannot throw it back to the pitcher on a line from center field. I'm good. And congratulations to Jake. Jake has had a great comeback season. His great comeback season is him hitting 250 and 8 homers.
Serious question. Can you win a Gold Glove with a below average center field arm?
I've never seen it. I mean, it is
a glove. He's talking about his glove.
I feel like it's hard to win a Gold Glove when there are serious, like to be a great defensive player and a Gold Glove player where there are serious moments where you should be replaced for defensive purposes. I just find that hard. Find that one hard. That one hard to believe.
Well,
that was fun.
Look, I don't know. I just got questions. That's all. I just got questions. I've got the conversation. Is it about Jake Meyers being a good defensive center fielder? Sure. Okay. Within that conversation, we've got to talk about the lack of arm strength. I would, if I were, I'm not interested in having the debate, but if I were, I think the arm strength is clearly a part of playing defense in Major League Baseball. And then if we're talking about the starting center fielder for the Astros, this is a very convenient time to make that argument because Jake, I'm not going to turn my nose up at 250, Ron. Clearly, you're okay with that. I'm good. I'll take 250 out of Jake, given what we've seen.
But when you're comparing him to guys like Julio Rodriguez, Clint,
fair.
250 is like you're saying like, oh yes, we feel great about 250, right? Right. That's what there. Right. There are guys that are hitting that are struggling.
Well, I'm not even. I'm not even talking. Like I'm just going to who should be starting in center field for the Astros, right? I mean, I'm good with either one of them. I'm good with Jake playing, but it's not crazy to think that Dubon should start in center field. You do have a stronger arm. I don't believe the gap in range is if it is significant. I mean, if it is there, I don't think it's significant. And we're talking about a guy that's hit 300.
Clint.
I mean, we're talking about one of the most clutch guys at the plate in a great lineup over the last year and a half. I mean,
Clint,
Jake
has been on this team the last 2 years. They've won the World Series 2 years ago when they made it to the ALCS.
Correct.
He can't get on the field over Chaz in 1 year, and he can't get on the field over Dubon. But those are the most important games that this team has played. And they don't even have him on the roster in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, listen, as I said, I have given – Jake has improved. Now, we have done this. Tyler, you know it. We have done multiple segments where I've said, hey, I got to tip my hat to Jake.
It's true.
Jake, I thought, was a 4A player.
Well, now, look, if you want to have this – I think you're a little tough on Jake.
Okay, you think
I think you're a little tough on Jake.
I think I'm a little tough. I mean, we got cats like this rolling through here.
You got to be, huh?
Like, I don't think it's tough. I'm just looking at, like, Jake, he's a fine player. He's fine. Like, he's fine. Like, if you're talking about Jake and you're saying great and you're not just talking about his jawline, then, like, we got to step out.
What about the hair? What about his hair?
I think Jake has a good canvas there. But
what
I think
about his lawyer mom?
I think he could do something. Did we find out? Is she a lawyer? Is that what
she is a lawyer.
I did find that out. I still have yet to find a picture of her.
$1.2 million crib.
Okay, stop. You did not find out the price of that.
Yes, I did.
And I know what you paid on her taxes last year.
This is Patrick-like.
I'm telling you, man. It's there. That info is there. But a picture? Hell no.
Yeah, she's hired somebody or something to hide all these pictures.
I'll be honest with you. It's got me to thinking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.